This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We'll deal with some illegal immigration talk this hour. Speaking of the border, remember this. They opened it on purpose, and that probably means that we've got some very serious problems that can only be addressed in the way that I'm about to describe. And here's one of the stories from today, part of what's prompting this conversation. The Biden administration fails to file paperwork, this is a headline, causing 200,000 migrant deportations cases to be tossed. Okay, so here's what happened. They had 200,000 illegals that were ready to be deported. The Biden administration, Department of Homeland Security, they have to file a required amount of paperwork before their court date in order to get them deported. Well, the DHS simply didn't. Oh, did we have to turn those forms in? Man, dog must have ate my homework. Guess we forgot. Now, you know and I know this was done on purpose. So I realize we all know this by now, but I just want to make sure we're digesting this, you and me, properly. The president of the United States of America, the Democrats who run the United States government, not just the White House, they run all the bureaucratic agencies, everything else. They had 200,000 illegals that they could deport, that they were ready to deport, and they intentionally missed the paperwork thing so they could stay. Democrats are intentionally flooding the country with illegals. And that's going to bring me to my point I'm going to make here in just a moment. We can't make it like this. You know that, right? As I've discussed many, many, many times, even if Biden loses in 2024 and let's say Trump wins and Trump, let's say he actually succeeds with these mass deportations, which he won't. It's not humanly possible. But let's say he actually did it, and woohoo, it's all good. We still live in a country where Democrats will flood the country with murderers and rapists whenever they take power again. So even if in 2024 we reverse it all and it's all good and woohoo, we still live in a country where we're one Democrat president away from reflooding the country with illegals. And look, we've used this example before, but I'm going to use it again just because it's the one that brings it home for me. We're on a boat, you and me. We're cruising across the Pacific, and we're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And one night an alarm goes off. Why? Because some of the other people on the boat, they were down in the engine room trying to tweak a couple things that would cause the engine to explode so our boat would sink in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And they caught the problem before the boat exploded and we didn't sink and we're alive. But is everything fine? No, it's not fine because you and me, we still share a boat with people who are trying to sink the boat. We share a nation with people trying to sink the boat. It is time, it's past time, but because of this issue specifically, it is time for red states to begin taking drastic steps. And these are the drastic steps. This is the drastic step that needs to be taken. The red states, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, all of them, Florida, all of them, they need to begin their own illegal immigration enforcement, even if it means defiance of the federal government. A red state coalition needs to form, build your own wall, create your own border security force because the border patrol still falls under the command of the federal government. Red states have to build their own walls, create their own border security forces, create their own detention centers for illegals. We should currently already have gigantic tent cities in the red states, states like Texas, who have the space to do so. We should already have huge tent cities, call them camps, I don't care what you call them, where illegals are rounded up and stashed until we're able to deport them. I know you may think I'm just being crazy. This must be done to save the United States of America. A red state coalition must stand now in defiance of the federal government and create their own illegal immigration solutions. Border patrol, walls, deportation efforts. You have to create your own deportation court system, illegal immigration court system. This is going to end the country. And the red states, if they don't want to be dragged to the bottom of the Pacific with the rest of the United States of America, have got to begin being proactive now. But we are not, because we sit around and we lie to ourselves that we're just want to let, we'll just fix it. Well, now Trump will build the wall. Oh, okay. Democrats will get elected and they'll dynamite the wall. You know they would. You know they would. As we currently speak, as you are listening to me speak right now, you know that the wall is already law, that they should be building it. The Biden administration is taking your money, taxpayer money, and they're essentially suing to stop from having to build the wall. They're spending money so they don't have to build the wall. Even if we win and deport them all and build the wall, They'll hook satchel charges up to the base of that bad boy. They'll have 200 miles of wall demoed within the first week of them taking over the Oval Office. You know I'm right. So I am not talking about some civil war or something terrible like that. You know I don't believe in that. Or I don't want that. That's the last thing in the world I want. I don't want anyone hurt. I don't want anything done like that. Nothing at all. But it is time to begin serious steps. I don't know whether you want to call them separation steps. I'll be honest with you. That's where it ends. We all know that's where that would end. But that's not what I'm going for. We must create a separate, parallel, illegal immigration system as red states, or we can't save this thing. You can't live in a country where if one party takes over, they flood the border on purpose. You can't survive. We can't survive. We've got to get separate boats. Or you have to get off the boat, or I have to get off the boat. But whatever's going to happen, we can't safely cross the Pacific with these people anymore. They're doing this stuff on purpose. And I love how lost these idiots are on the news. This was CNN. I can't figure out why is Trump doing better with Latinos?
If you ask Hispanic voters who do they trust more on border security and immigration, overwhelmingly they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right? Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2021 and by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is, at this point, there's no backlash, and at this point, I don't see one coming.
Yeah, the Latino neighborhoods in the United States of America, they're being flooded with gangs and murderers and rapists, too. It is time for a red state coalition, and it's time now. All right, we'll deal with some emails and stuff. But someone wants to drop napalm on the border. No, we're not dropping napalm. Before we deal with that, let me just once again remind you that the people running the country have no interest in stopping spending at all.
I have a two-vote majority today. By next week, it'll be back down to one. But we have to keep moving. We've got to keep the government funded. We have to keep operating, keep the train on the tracks, and you're seeing that happen here. So because of divided government, it's not a perfect piece of legislation. It's not the one we would draft and pass if the Republicans had control of the House, the Senate, and the White House.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Carol Roth coming up about 10 minutes from now. Don't forget, If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Let's deal with some emails here because I got to clear some out before tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse, I hate to say it, one napalm strike on the southern border would send a message. Sad but true. Okay, obviously we don't need to be dropping any napalm on anybody. But I will say, the kindest, most compassionate border policy our nation can have is one that would sound horrific to most Americans, including ones on the right. What we have right now on our southern border is one of, perhaps numbers-wise, the biggest slave trade in the history of the world. Do you realize that? When you move 8 million people, almost all of them indentured servants, slaves to the cartels and whatnot, when you move them across the border into a nation, that is gargantuan on a level that I don't know that the world has ever seen, certainly in that period of time. And we're talking the worst kind of slavery you can imagine. The children, oh, the women, that what's happening is evil. It's evil. What's happening to our nation, our people, our children, our hospitals, our services is evil. And it has to be stopped. But here's the thing. Has to be stopped. That's a talking point. That's something you would say with friends at a party. That's something I would say to my dad on the, well, yeah, Dad, it has to be stopped. But what does that mean, right? There are words and then there's what it actually means. Well, people have to be turned away at gunpoint at the border. And in fact, stiffer penalties for anyone who comes here illegally, they should go into effect now too. We're talking hard prison time. We're talking penal colonies. We're talking a nation where people from around the planet, when they consider coming here illegally, they get afraid. The idea of illegally immigrating to the United States of America, wherever you're coming from, should fill you with fear. Oh my gosh, I'd love to get to America, but what if they catch me? That should be what goes through the mind of every illegal. And that is the nicest border policy humanly possible for them and for us. We should be turning people away at the border at gunpoint. And if the National Guard is ever again physically overrun by illegals at the border, they should open fire. That puts our own people at danger from foreign invaders. And you know what's wild? Is what I just said will be all over the news tomorrow as some horribly controversial thing when that's the most basic border policy in the world. Hey, we want to come into your country. We're not supposed to be there. The country says no. The illegals say, okay, we're coming anyway. Get out of the way. Well, the country has to physically repel those people. That's how border security works. Are you ready for that? Are you prepared for what has to be done? We have to begin taking drastic steps so the world knows they shouldn't even try it. We don't, but we should. Hey, Jesse. He said, dear Jesse, Dong Kelly, I'm a construction guy. I've been working in a hospital. Every restroom has been changed to all gender. Even the family restroom has this signage. I'm reminded of all the stories the old man used to tell me about having to use an outhouse. Everyone has to use the same one. My question for the Oracle is, where does this end? Are we going to go back into the time of the Woodrow Wilson era? It feels that way, just in a much sicker and perverted way. Where does this end? Well, it can kind of go one or two ways. This endless sickness and degeneracy that's filling up our society now. You know, it's not unheard of before. This is something that people listen to the show, you'll know, but most people do not. In the wake of World War I, you know, there was a whole bunch of this tranny, drag, LGBTQ filth that took hold in Germany. Did you know that? Yeah, Chris just said, how'd that turn out? When a society turns this rotted and evil, what I want is society to turn back to God. That's the only thing. It doesn't matter what you believe. That's the only thing that can save this country because it is the devil who has come here. These are demons. This is a spiritual battle. The nation must turn back to God to be saved. But that's historically not how it goes. Historically, when people are lost like this, this lost, this broken, historically, they don't turn to God. They turn to a very bad man who says, hey, all this crap, give me power, and I'll put a stop to it. Oh, I'll put a stop to all of it. I don't know which direction the people of this nation are going to choose. I don't know. Nobody does. I joke about being an oracle, but I do know there will be a stop. There will be a stop. Eventually, the people will push back. You want people to push back the right way. Will that happen? I ain't so sure. Anyway, let's talk about numbers, money, inflation, the cost of your bacon. Carol Roth joins us next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Why are Americans paying income taxes to a federal government that doesn't seem to really care about Americans? Our money is sent to Ukraine and Israel while veterans are homeless in the United States, sleeping on the streets. Same question that U.S. Congressman Thomas Massey just asked this week. He asked the very same thing and ignited a firestorm on the internet with this tweet. He posted this: the federal income tax was unconstitutional for most of our country's existence. The founders of this country would never have agreed to it. We should repeal it, he said. It's been viewed millions of times now and has a lot of people raising questions about paying taxes. Someone who's made a career out of battling the IRS and not paying taxes and teaching other people how to not pay taxes is a man by the name of Payman Montehede. He's the founder of the president of the Freedom Law School and the president of the Freedom Law School. And he hasn't paid taxes in over 30 years. So we thought, let's talk to him. Let's find out what exactly is going on here. Payman, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Clayton.
So, okay, for a lot of our viewers sitting there saying, wait a second, he hasn't paid taxes in over 30 years. How is he still walking around? How is he not locked up? Why did you decide, first off, at the beginning, why did you decide to start not paying taxes? What was the catalyst for you?
I heard a talk radio like yours back in 1992 about income tax being voluntary. Went to a seminar, and the person that showed me the laws, the tax laws, like the Internal Revenue Code, and I said, well, why, as a freedom-loving libertarian person, I'm paying this tax I don't have to pay. So I just stopped, and I started teaching Americans that if you want to get our country back, to elect people like Thomas Massey into Congress to represent us, the American people, not the big banks and corporations, let's not give our money to our enemies and keep it for ourselves and give some of it to restore freedom in America by electing good people to represent us in government.
So how does this work? There's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, wait a second, I've been paying taxes all these years. I've been working so hard, giving up 30-35% of my paycheck every year, paying income taxes. I get nervous every time the tax season comes around. I've got to scrape together my pennies and all of this stuff. And you've been doing this for over 30 years. What is the foundation, I guess, the basis for which you say it's illegal, you don't have to pay them? Like, what are you basing that on?
Actually, the income tax is completely legal and constitutional. But the way it's written, it applies only to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers, and contractors. They just deceived us to believe when they use the term United States and tax law. They make a thing here in the Internal Revenue Code that means the 50 states individual, the 50 state citizen, and that is not the case. The person they have jurisdiction over here is Washington, D.C. related because the federal government is a 51st separate government from the 50 states and countries in our union. So we just didn't realize that. We just assumed that, oh, it applies to me. And that's how they've done that since 1913. It was has been this way.
And this is what Congressman Massey's talking about, that for 98% of Americans, this doesn't apply to you. Like, you don't.
Correct.
For 2% who happen to live in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and you're a federal employee, then I guess it does apply to you. Is that what we're talking about here?
Correct. And most of us can simply stop voluntarily paying our enemies in Washington, D.C., who are wasting our money and doing corruption and cover up their criminals, just like it was done in the Soviet Union, where I grew up in the 60s, saw this big empire eventually collapse. And that's what's going on also. IRS is collapsing of its own weight from within.
And to be clear, you moved from Iran a number of decades ago and became an American citizen. And why did you leave Iran, and what were you hoping to find in the United States?
Well, I came here to get educated. Then a revolution happened in Iran in 1979, I ended up staying. But I always admired America, land the free, home of the brave. In Iran, we could not criticize the king, the Shah of Iran, and if you did, you could be kidnapped. No one knows where you're at. You could be tortured, executed. So here in America, land of the free, we're having political prisoners like we had over there over January 6th because we protested against our vote being gone. No longer a government of by and for we the people, and then put us to jail when we object. So that's why I'm doubling up. I'm saying we got to just stop paying our enemies. There's no law requiring us to. Look, I'm not in prison. IRS knows me. We've been in court many times. I've beaten the IRS, myself and my students, in tax court, in federal, federal district court. And the whole thing is based upon hoopla and bluff to American people that the corrupt major media promotes.
So when you've gone to court, so just take me through this. You stopped paying your taxes. How long after you stopped paying your taxes did the IRS come after you and try to bring you to court? How long was that, a year, 2 years?
Oh, in 1994, they had me under criminal investigation for a year and a half. Then they found nothing on me, so the case went civil. They went try to do a tax court thing I did with them. Then after that, they came after me in 2003. I claimed I was the abusive tax shelter promoter. They closed that in 2016. They 2009, they put over $600,000 on me. And after 2 years, I had beat them with the IRS appeals office and tax court agreeing with me. In 2006, they had the criminal investigation trying to get the record of the hotel. I had a big freedom event and who attended. And I sued them in the federal district court. And they were forced to withdraw that investigation and that summons. So I've been with them in court many times. And of course, the major media doesn't want to cover this stuff because as long as American people are blind, they don't know what's going on, they'll be good little sheep slaves to support and fund this criminality in the federal government.
So for our viewers out there probably saying to themselves, my God, I don't want to have to deal with all this court back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They're going to come after me. They're going to try to lawfare me, which is, you know, bleed me dry with legal fees and lawyer fees and all of these things. So that I'd just be better off paying my taxes so I don't have to then have to pay all these legal fees to lawyers and everything.
That's not the case. According to IRS's best estimates, there's about 80 million non-filers, people who do not file income tax returns. I don't see 80 million people in prison or paycheck or bank account taken. It's a myth that the media tells you that, oh, if you don't file, you're going to go to prison. So put that 1040 signature form rope around your neck, under oath, swear you owe the IRS money. You deny yourself the right to a trial to challenge the IRS. When under oath, you say you owe the money. If you don't fill out that form, you owe them no money. And the IRS has chosen since 2017 to basically completely leave non-filers alone, according to the reports of the IRS auditors.
So they'll just leave you alone. They just won't even come
That's
after
what
you.
That's decided to do. As amazing as it sounds, they did not used to do that back in the 70s to 2010s. But in 2012, a collapse of the IRS started, which the government auditors' reports show that, you know, it's gonna, like Soviet Union is going to just disappear. But we're going to expedite that and fund freedom instead.
You know, you have a lot of detractors online. I'm sure you're aware of that. people who say that you're crazy, people who say that what you're doing is illegal, of course. People say that you are paying your taxes, that you're using staff members' names to file your taxes, and that you're not a lawyer, that you're an accountant. So there's a lot of people going after you online. What do you say to some of their criticisms of you about this? Are they trying to bring you down? Do they have any legitimate concerns? What do you say to these people?
It's just simply not true. I have not filed an income tax for over 30 years as a matter of principle. I am a freedom fighter first, Clayton. I'm not here for the money. I'm here because, go back to Iran, what I have over there. Here is the last bastion of freedom on earth, where the system recognizes our rights come from our creator. We're born with it. So it's just simply not true. But, you know, they always put out lies about you, because if they're going to put me in jail for not paying income tax openly, for teaching Americans not to pay income tax openly, they cannot do that. So right. What they can do? Oh, they could just try to sow some innuendo and hearsay, call you this, that, the other. That's all they can do.
Yeah, they've thrown out things like that you have a law school, but you never filed for a license for this school.
Correct. Because I don't need to. We don't need a permission from government to teach. You know, Moses and Jesus and founding fathers got no permission before they did what they did. You just start exercising your right to free speech, to press, to assembly, share with the American people what's going on, and try to clean up the government that we got back to the vision and plan of the founding fathers, a government of, by, and for the people. People, once again, this is not a school to make money. It's actually a movement to have America be free once again, Clayton.
Okay, so let's talk about then some of the people you've helped, because I'd be curious about this. So you haven't paid taxes for over 30 years. You have this, you have this school that teaches people how to do this. And of course, there's criticism of that. People have said, you know, you're not a lawyer, so how can you do this? You're unlicensed. How can you do this? So talk about some of the people that you've helped. Do you have any some examples of people who've followed your path here and gone through it? Has the IRS bothered these people? Have they come after these people at all?
Sure. One of them is a man named Joseph Bannister, who used to be in the 1990s a gun-carrying IRS criminal investigation agent, special agent. And he heard about me and contacted me and investigated the stuff I'm saying about income tax. He wrote a book about income tax fraud and said, Payman, you guys are right. And he wrote a letter to the commissioner of the IRS, along with his report on income tax fraud, 90 pages, said, look, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Show me where this book is wrong, otherwise I have to quit. I cannot do this thing. And they said, get lost. We're not going to talk to you. Then they tried to put him in prison in 2005, not for having not filed my paid income taxes, which he stopped in year 2000, but for other stuff they tried to get him, and the jury acquitted him. And he has not filed the paid income tax for over 23 years also.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And it sounds like, God, there's got to be a catch here, right? I mean, but you have Congressman Thomas Massie saying that this was unconstitutional up until a couple of years ago, and we should repeal this because, you know, legally there should be no reason for Americans to have to pay this. There sounds like there's got to be a loophole. What are we missing here? Is there a loophole? Is there a catch? If you suddenly have tens of thousands of Americans that just stop paying their income taxes, I mean, what's going to happen here?
We're going to do the same thing that happened in the Soviet Union. If you watch the videos of where the 91 Soviet Union collapsed, the Russian people banded together, hand in hand, and stopped supporting the system. They recognized that this brutal dictatorship is really bluff, and they outnumber them 100,000 to 1. And same thing here. There's only 31 U.S. tax court judges. If we don't file, if we stop withholding on our paycheck, which is available for free on our website, freedomlawschool.org, they cannot get all of us. There's 80 million non-filers, and they're just going to collapse because we outnumber them, just like happened in the Soviet Union, and we can get our country back once again. The problem is they have controlled the corrupt major media that brainwashes this people's mind for decades to believe IRS is the powerful thing when it's actually a Wizard of Oz. And everything I'm telling you, people can see documentation from government's own reports and official legal websites at freedomlawschool.org for free.
Now, we do know that the IRS has, we've covered it on our show, hiring 81,000 new agents. They are sending out massive AI-backed letters to individuals telling them that they owe back taxes. They're hoping to raise tens of millions of dollars with this strategy, sending out letters to people and trying to get them to pay back taxes for people who haven't paid. Again, they're hiring all of these additional IRS agents. It does sound scary. And if they do haul individuals in front of the tax courts and do arrest individuals to make examples of them, because you know that the government has seeks retribution and they will do this. Just look at January 6th. And the Biden administration could very likely use the Department of Justice to go after people like that and make an example of them. Legally, I mean, I know you're not a lawyer, right? But you study law deeply. What would they try to pin on these individuals in court? I mean, what would they say about these individuals who they try to make an example of and try to put them away for years?
Well, first of all, it's a false that IRS will come after you if you don't file a income tax like this cartoon, you know, we're looking at shows. They're really, it's the major media's creation that the IRS is this powerful thing that they are not. So, but if they do come after you, what we do, we have petitions on our website for free at Freedom Law School that has the law quoted and attached that we sent to Congress and say, look, either stop the IRS, DOJ, and some corrupt judges from misapplying income tax to the American people in the 50 states, or show me where I'm wrong and I will humbly pay my fair share of taxes. We've done this thousands of times. People have done it many more on their own, and not once one lawmaker, congressman, senator, showed us we're wrong. If they ever take us to a jury, we say, here is, I wrote my congressman. It's all based on U.S. government's official legal websites. None of them told me I'm wrong, obviously, because I'm right, because it's the law. And with that, you can't go to prison. You'll be free.
Well, this is fascinating. We're going to see if there's, you create a movement here. I mean, we've been covering this angle. I've been fascinated about this story for years, I will tell you. And there's been documentaries made about this, books written about it. Obviously, you're teaching people about it. And maybe this is a wake-up call to our federal government to start paying attention to Americans. Maybe if the money that they're receiving was actually reinvested in the United States, and we saw that our roads were fixed, our bridges were fixed, our schools were safe, our border was closed and protected, you and I probably wouldn't even be having this conversation. Would you agree?
That's my hope. But the way they're going to listen to us is we do not pay voluntarily income tax anymore and support people like Anthony Hudson, who was on your show 2 weeks ago, who's running for Congress, who is a good, honest, average American who wants to represent us. But if we don't support people like Anthony Hudson, you know, with our dollars, they cannot get into office to represent us. The big banks, corporations, lobbies own Congress, the federal government. So if we give our money to our enemies, how can we have any money to support ourselves, our families, and the people to represent us in Congress? It ain't going to happen. So we have a solution that will work. In Iran, where I grew up, I saw in 1979, people got on the streets, they striked. They just simply striked, and the government eventually collapsed. If we eventually stop working on Amazon and Walmart, say no, I will not work unless you let me stop withholding on my paycheck, those big corporations will also come down to their knees and eventually say, okay, I'll let you not to have withholding from your paycheck, because that's how the system relies upon. These big corporations are stealing from your paycheck, and now you have to get it back by filling out a 1040 confession from under oath that you don't even understand what the heck you're signing. So this is going to be the way eventually we can truly have a realistic plan of having America restore to freedom once again, Clayton.
Fascinating. Well, I encourage our viewers to educate themselves. You know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not an accountant. So, you know, go out there and deep dive this, research this, study the Constitution, research what Congressman Thomas Massey has been saying, and all the materials that that Payman just mentioned here on the show. Payman, we appreciate you joining us. It's certainly eye-opening. I'd love to follow this story over the next few years here. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Payman.
Thanks for having me, Clayton.